Attention Northwest Arkansas businesses and talent seekers. Introducing Onboard NWA.com, your hyperlocal job board crafted for our unique community. Struggling to find the perfect match for your job openings? Onboard NWA simplifies the hiring process, connecting you with the region's top talent through tailored talent matching solutions. Whether you're an employer seeking expertise or a professional looking for your next opportunity, Onboard NWA is here for you. Discover more at onboardnwa.com and let's build the future of Northwest Arkansas together.
Hello, Northwest Arkansas. Randy here, bringing you a quick word from our sponsor, Signature Bank of Arkansas. Since 2005, Signature Bank has been all about empowering our community with local ownership and top-notch banking services. Signature Bank's roots run deep with assets over $1 billion, and they're right here in your backyard with branches in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and now including Harrison and Jonesboro. With a growing family of more than 200 teammates, they're ready to serve you with the warmth only a true community bank can offer. And they've got Banco C, the first bilingual bank in Arkansas, to ensure that banking is for everyone. So give Signature Bank a call at 479-684-3700 or visit signature.bank online. Mention you heard about them on the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast for that personal touch. Signature Bank of Arkansas, big on assets, local at heart, and a proud member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. Hey, folks, and welcome back to another episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. I'm your host, Randy Wilburn. I'm excited to be with you as always. This is a special episode for a program that is near and dear to my heart. I think you guys know how much or how important the Fayetteville Public Library is to me. I've done a couple of episodes, and we'll put that information in the show notes. I first met with David Johnson many years ago, and then I got a walking tour of the expansion before it was fully open. I feel privileged to have been able to do that. It's actually one of our most downloaded episodes on the podcast, and it was like an hour and a half long with all kinds of background information of people making noise and construction sounds and all that, but it was great. And David and I had a really, and Heather Robideau had an amazing conversation about the expansion of the Fayetteville Public Library. And so I was honored to be on the board of the Fayetteville Public Library Foundation for a season. And during that season, one of the first events that we did was a Reading the Greens event, which is a fundraiser for the Fayetteville Public Library Foundation. And I'm excited to bring two guests on today, and we're going to talk about this Reading the Greens event and why you need to check it out. If you've never stepped foot inside the Fayetteville Public Library, now is your chance, especially if you like golf. But even if you don't like golf, if you just like hanging out with cool people, having some libations and some good food, and just doing something for a good cause, Reading the Greens is it. And so today I have George Shelton, who is a volunteer for the Fayetteville Public Library, as well as the Reading the Greens committee chair. And I have the fabulous Christina Karnatz, who is director of development, marketing, and communication at the Fayetteville Public Library. She wears many hats and wears them well. And I'm excited to have both of you guys on the podcast today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. How about you, Christina?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. The sun is shining through my window here at the library, so I definitely can't complain.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, hopefully we'll have good weather for the event, even though it is an indoor event. It's a very unique setup. So without further ado, let's jump into this whole Reading the Greens event. And either you or George, would you mind just kind of giving us the background behind this event?
Sure. So a few years ago, somebody who was new to Northwest Arkansas approached us with a very interesting donation. And the donation was actually putt-putt mini golf form. So like the actual hole. And I was like, what am I going to do with these? Well, she wasn't just giving us forms. She was actually giving us the formula for a fundraising event. And it took us a little bit to get it off the ground. That's really where George came in. A fellow board member and friend of ours, Matt Wolf, brought George into the picture, and he took the concept and really he just ran with it. He brought the energy and the direction that we needed to get the event off the ground.
That's awesome. George, you want to add to that?
I think Christine is being generous. She and Matt Wolf really had something in mind when they took me to lunch about this time last year. I learned to read during the summer reading program at the Roberta Fulbright Library when I was a kid. And I'd always wanted to do something to become more involved in the library. I helped run a campaign that got funding for the expansion. But I also knew that part of what's going to make this library so unique, that makes it one of the best libraries in the country and in the world, especially for a community of our size, was that we needed continued buy-in from the community. I wanted to do something to financially contribute to the library because it had done so much for me. Unfortunately, I'm not a billionaire. So I wanted to do something that would not only allow me to participate in a fundraiser for the library, but also bring in other people who are not billionaires so that they can show their appreciation for the library and show their financial support in a way that makes it continue to be stronger and continue to be the heart and the soul of the Fayetteville community.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's great that you guys are doing this. When I first heard the idea, I was like, oh, this is genius, because not only does it give people that actually like mini golf and putt-putt golf, I mean, Top Golf is a big draw up in Rogers, but, you know, golf is a great sport, and it's the kind of sport where people can kind of spend some time hanging around, at least a foursome, right? And communicate back and forth and tell great tall tales and great stories. And so I think this is a great opportunity for people to really get to explore the library and see what it's all about and raise money for, as you said, a really good cause. Because the thing that I think is sometimes lost on, well, any library for that matter, but especially the Fayetteville Public Library, is that we don't always see the lives that it touches and how it impacts those lives over the long haul, right? I mean, you're sharing with us, you're still a young guy, but you're sharing with us about a reading program that you were part of as a child and how that impacted your life. And so, you know, I think the goal that we all have as patrons of the Fayetteville Public Library, as those that want to support its efforts or any public library for that matter, is to encourage its use at the highest level possible. And the only way that we can do that is by getting people involved, by raising money when needed for different programs, for different events, so that we can create a greater awareness of the value and the benefits that your public library offers.
Absolutely. The Fayetteville Public Library is so much more than a place to check out a book. I mean, it is, it has meeting space. It has education space. It is a core of this community. And that's what it was when I was a child as well. But even more so, they have grown, they have expanded, and they provide so many opportunities for people to learn, but also just a place to work, a place to hang out, a place to be a community. And in order for people to fully get that and grasp that and appreciate that, you got to get them in the space.
Yeah.
And so this was, we viewed it as an opportunity to reach out to people, many of whom are longtime fans of the Fayetteville Public Library, many of whom are already financial contributors, but we felt it was equally important to reach out to people who hadn't given in the past, who aren't avid users of the library, because once we get them in and we give them a sense of ownership of that facility, then they become fans and then they really want to try to help make it bigger and better and even more than it has been for this community.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's I mean, I get goosebumps when I think about it, and just the time that I've had to spend in that facility. It's actually, and I've said this publicly, but it's one of the reasons why my wife said yes to Northwest Arkansas, because we were here for a week to visit, and I was working with a company that I used to be an owner of. And long story short, the owner was trying to get me to move here, and I was like, I don't know if I really want to move here. And we spent a week in October of 2014. I'll never forget it. And one of the places that my wife visited outside of visiting some of the local Fayetteville public schools, because we just, well, it was Fayetteville. So she said, I went to the library and you got to see it. And I was like, it's just a library, Nicola. And she was like, no, you don't understand. And so I went to see the library, and I was just blown away by what I saw. And now, you know, fast forward almost 9 years, like you said, it's not just a place to check out a book. You can record a podcast, which I've done plenty, probably more than 100 podcasts in that facility. You can shoot a video. You could probably shoot a movie. You can definitely record an album. You can get in the Makery Center there in the Center for Innovation and make something amazing. I mean, it's just, the list just goes on and on and on.
You can learn to drive a truck.
Yes.
You can learn to drive a semi truck in the Fayetteville Public Library.
Yes.
That absolutely blows my mind.
Yes.
It's a simulator.
Yes.
It's not an actual truck, but you know.
Well,
it's okay.
Very well. Yes.
So, no, I love it.
That's the entire point. However, I still think it's fairly amazing that you can get well on your way to getting your Class B license within the boundaries of the Fayetteville Public Library.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so in this sense, we are trying to what specifically are we raising money for with this event?
Right. So all of the funds raised go to support the Fayetteville Public Library Foundation and all of its efforts to support the library. So we support the library through various things like the Summer Reading Club that George mentioned. We're still doing that decades later. So we support the Summer Reading Club and the thousands of kids that go through that, all of the events that we have throughout the summer. And the Summer Reading Club program, it's not just for kids. We also offer programs for adults throughout the summer. We support the library through things like our accessibility stations, ensuring that everybody who comes to the library can use a computer. If they're in a wheelchair, that they can pull up to a computer and be able to use it just like everybody else. And so we help the library with things like that, getting accessibility stations. You mentioned the Center for Innovation and everything that happens in there. So those are our workforce development programs. We also offer those in the teaching kitchen. And the foundation supports the library in their efforts. And so the foundation really serves as the nonprofit fundraising arm for the library. The library itself gets public funding, while the foundation raises private funds for a lot of the special projects and special initiatives that don't fit into the normal day-to-day funding that the library receives.
Yeah. And I mean, again, it's just, I know that I've had many conversations with David Johnson, the director of the library, and, you know, he's always had a hope and a wish to abolish book fees and fines and all kinds of unique stuff that would only be possible with people donating to the Fayetteville Public Library. And even as I was quickly, as you were talking, scrolling through all the options, just even in the month of April when this event is happening, there is no shortage of events that you can participate in at the library. I bet you didn't know that you could get a free headshot made, because we all need headshots nowadays if we're trying to get a new job or put our best foot forward when going out to fill out job applications. There are all kinds of opportunities to get your taxes done at the Fayetteville Public Library. Tai Chi, yoga. I mean, you name it. There's just a little bit of everything. So in addition to what we've mentioned, there's still some things that we haven't mentioned that you can do at the Fayetteville Public Library. And the beauty of our library is that it really is a center for all of Northwest Arkansas, not just Fayetteville. Because I think there is a misnomer that a lot of people have that, oh, well, I don't live in Fayetteville, I can't use the Fayetteville Public Library. And that couldn't be further from the truth. You can be a resident of Washington County, and I believe you can even be a resident of Benton County and utilize the Fayetteville Public Library.
Now, that's true. We have reciprocal borrowing agreements with all of the with the regional libraries. So if you have a library card to Bentonville, to Rogers Public Library, to the Springdale Public Library, you you can have a library card to the Fayetteville Public Library as well. Anybody really can have a have a library card.
Yeah, and I want to encourage everybody to, if you don't have a library card, you need to get one. I keep mine in my wallet at all times, and actually had to use it the other day as I was picking up a book that was on hold, and it's just nice to have. And I don't, I mean, I'm one of those people that just doesn't go anywhere without it, but I would encourage you, especially if, you know, you're trying to do some things, like whenever somebody comes to me and says, hey, I want to start a podcast like you, well, great. The Fayetteville Public Library will loan you the equipment to be able to do that, whether you want to take it. What's that?
And teach you.
Yes. Too. Yes. We have classes. Yes. So we won't leave you hanging. We won't, you know, it's like you could, you not only teach them how to fish, but you give them the equipment to fish. You show them how to clean the fish and then take the fish home and prepare it. So it's a little bit of everything that we cover at the Fayetteville Public Library. And I think our listeners are getting the idea or the picture of why it is so important, but especially for those that are like, yeah, you know what? I like what George is talking about. I like what I hear from Christine. I want to be involved in this event. How can people get involved in this event?
Well,
so one of the, I'm sorry, go ahead, Christine. Yeah. I was just going to say, and I kind of want to take issue with something you said earlier about it's fun for people who love golf. I am quite possibly the world's worst golfer. I absolutely hate golf. I hate golf almost as much as it hates me. However, when we sat down and tried to figure out what we wanted to do, I said I wanted to be involved in an event that was fun. That's really the only thing I cared about was, yes, we want to raise money. Yes, it's an incredibly important cause, but we want it to be fun for everybody so that they want to come back year over year. And so that was one of the things that we wanted. We picked the weekend of the Masters. Last year, that happened to be to coincide with Easter. This year, it doesn't. So you have no excuse. Watch the Masters all day. Come to the Fayetteville Public Library. Tickets are still available. You can still buy a foursome. You can do that by going to Christina, the website. I don't know it.
Faylib.org/event.
Yeah. Yes. We will make sure that everybody has that in the show notes. And we will put a link on there for folks that are listening to this that want to participate. Is it too late to be a sponsor?
No, we still have sponsorships available. Now then, you know, we are limited. We only have 18 holes. So our whole sponsorships are sold out. Thank you to all those sponsors and Go Team. We do still have some of our birdie level sponsors as well as our Zoomie level sponsors. So we do still have sponsorships available.
Okay. And the date and the time for this event is?
April 13th, Saturday. Okay. Tea time is 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. And it will. So and that means you get to roam around the library after it closes, which is not something that you normally do, because when the witching hour happens at the library, they make sure you're out of there. So this is a chance for you really to get an uninterrupted experience in the Fayetteville Public Library. That's a little bit more intimate. Would you call that a fair characterization of the event?
Absolutely. It does. I mean, you do. When else would you get to, I mean, literally hit a golf ball in the preschool area, you know, walk around with a glass of wine in the preschool area? But no, I mean, it's true. And you get to be in the Center for Innovation and the Event Center and these places where normally, you know, we're doing this great work. But you do, you get to see the behind the scenes of what actually is going on here day to day and get that special experience.
Yeah, well, I certainly want to encourage everybody that has even a remote inkling to want to participate in this just for the fun of it or just to support the library. I want to encourage you to come out on Saturday, April 13th at 7 p.m. to be a part of this event. You're doing it by foursomes, is that correct? So that's kind of how you'll get organized into foursomes. So either you can bring a foursome or you can be put into a group with another group of folks. Is that how it will work?
Yeah. No, we have team tickets and individual tickets. So yes,
okay.
Yes. If you don't have a team and you want to come and you want to meet some new people who like to have fun and love their library, then absolutely we have individual tickets available as well. And you don't have to play golf either. I mean, or play mini golf. We have spectator tickets, so you can just come and just enjoy being with your friends, new friends, and just being in the library without picking up a golf club.
That's awesome. George, you want the final word?
I think Christina nailed it. This is a very fun event that raises money for a very good cause. And it not just helps this library, but it helps something that is the center and the core of Fayetteville.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys have laid it out, and I think our audience totally understands that. I want to encourage you guys to be out there on the 13th of April. I will be there. I hope to see you there, and I hope that you can participate in this event and really get a closer look at what the library is all about. And if you're listening to this right now and you have never set foot in the Fayetteville Public Library, do me a solid and go down there and visit. And if you're not blown away by what you see, contact me and I'll buy you a cup of coffee. How's that? I think that's the fairest exchange that I can make. And if you don't like coffee, I'll buy you a soda or something like that. But trust me when I say this, you will be pleasantly surprised by what you experience, because I think, honestly, the Fayetteville Public Library is one of the finest libraries in the nation, if not the world. I know that's big talk, but it's true. And if you like golf, here's a chance for you to see for yourself what it's all about. And so I really want to encourage you to take part in the Reading the Greens event sponsored by the Fayetteville Public Library and the Fayetteville Public Library Foundation. And come out on April 13th at 7 p.m. The Masters will be over by that time. You can come on over to the Fayetteville Public Library. There'll be plenty of parking. There'll be plenty of food and drink, and you'll have an amazing time. Christina and George, thank you guys so much for joining me on this bonus episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. We really appreciate what you guys are doing with the Fayetteville Public Library. And just know that here at I Am Northwest Arkansas, we are rooting for your continued success as you grow this library to be an amazing pillar of this community, which it already is, but it just keeps adding to the lore with every event that you do, like Reading the Greens. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, there you have it, folks. Another quick episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. We love bringing these bonus episodes to you. And again, this is for a good cause. You guys have heard me say over and over again how important the Fayetteville Public Library is to me, why it was part of the reason why we moved here to Northwest Arkansas. So if you're listening to this and you don't live here yet, when you come here, you need to visit the library. And my office is literally right around the corner from them. So you can reach out to me via email. I may even meet you over there and give you a tour personally. So without anything else, I just want to encourage you to support your local public library, no matter where you are. And even if you're in another part of Northwest Arkansas, Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, every public library, especially in this day and age, needs your support. And so I really want to encourage you to support your local public library and keep listening to this podcast. And if you want to make a podcast, I know a library where you can do that. Talk to me next time. This is Randy Wilburn, and this is the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. We'll see you next week with another new episode. Peace.